Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this area news update is brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. In Tuscola County, the courthouse and the clerk's office at 420 Court Street will be closed part of this coming Friday. From 11 a.m. to about 3 p.m., those offices will be out of service due to training. The closures were approved by the State Court Administrator Office, which oversees the operation of courts. The plan is to have those offices open again from about 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., so the public can conduct business before the weekend, according to the county clerk, Jody Fetting. And Harbor Beach School District will host a blood collection drive Tuesday, October 14th. That's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The drive will take place in the testing room at 402 South 5th Street in Harbor Beach. Appointments for donations are preferred and can be made by calling 886-642-5663 or online at versity.org/MI. Walk-in donors are also welcome. Those who donate will receive a gift of flannel pants while supplies last. The blood drive is being coordinated with the Versity Blood Center of Michigan. And hey, kids, Jack the Great Pumpkin wants to hear from you. You could write a letter to Jack-O-Lantern telling him what you love about Halloween and what your plans are, and Jack will write you back. Drop your letters in Jack's special mailbox inside Le Village Market in downtown Elkton. Be sure to include your return address. No postage is needed. Letters must be dropped off by October 25th. And Sebring Police are asking for public assistance after Jeffrey Shane Nunnery, age 54, was accused of selling three stolen long guns at rummage sales held at his home. Nunnery, who was previously arrested for stealing a tractor from a shed, now is under investigation for these firearm sales. The owners of the weapons remain unidentified. Authority officials urge anyone who purchased items from Nunnery in recent months to contact Sebring Police. Nunnery was arrested on October 7th by the Huron County Sheriff's Office following tips from Sebring Police Chief Stephen Ripke. He faces multiple felony charges, including the theft of a Massey Ferguson utility tractor from Rubicon Township and involvement in stealing and selling other tractors across the state. Two tractors linked to the case have been recovered, including one believed to have been bought in Highland and another stolen from Newaygo County. The investigation, which spans multiple Michigan jurisdictions, continues with authorities uncovering additional stolen motorized vehicles. Nunnery remains in custody with a $25,000 cash bond. Sebring Police encourage anyone connected to Nunnery sales to contact Officer Stephen Trenner at 989-883-2380 or by email at police@sebringmi.gov. And when we come back after this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and obituaries.
Want to make your John Deere tractor more efficient? Now is the perfect time to add Frontier implements to your John Deere tractor from Tri-County Equipment. John Deere and Tri-County Equipment have great financing options on Frontier implements, including 0% financing for 36 months for qualified buyers. Select John Deere backhoes are available with 0% financing for 60 months. And select John Deere tillers also qualify for 0% financing for 60 months. That's not all. John Deere and Tri-County Equipment also have select zero-turn mowers available for up to $1,000 off. Plus, you can save up to $3,000 on select John Deere XUV Gator utility vehicles. Whether you're upgrading attachments or adding new versatility to your operation, now's the time to save big. Visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today. These deals are only valid until November 2nd, 2025.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, a man convicted of raping and murdering a 6-year-old girl in Florida in 1979 is scheduled for execution. The execution date is set for next month following multiple failed appeals. High-profile child advocacy groups have followed the case closely. State officials say the sentence reflects the severity of the crime. The story has renewed public debate over capital punishment in the U.S. Families of the victims say they hope justice brings closure. And in our international news, the world scientific community celebrates as the Nobel Prize in Physics is awarded for breakthroughs in quantum tunneling and energy quantization. The annual announcement was followed by a category of congratulatory messages from global scientists. This year's recipients contributed to major advances in theoretical physics. The Nobel Committee hailed the discoveries as opening new frontiers. Academic institutions worldwide plan to honor the laureates. The award highlights the enduring importance of basic research. And we do have a couple of obits to report for this hour. Stephen Robert Keel, age 60, formerly of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October 10, 2025. Stephen was born August 11, 1965, in Harbor Beach. Stephen is survived by his son Zachary, his brothers Gary and David, his sisters Catherine and Carol, and many nieces and nephews. He was preceded in death by his parents, Robert and Jean, and nephew. A private family ceremony will take place at a later date. Condolences may be shared at KaufmanFuneralHome.com. And Jason A. White, 49, of Elkton, passed away peacefully Sunday, October 12, 2025, in Sandusky. Jason was born October 22, 1975, in Cass City. Jason is survived by his mother Marie, children Timothy, Elena, and Katie, granddaughter and girlfriend Billy. He was preceded in death by his father, Kenneth. There will be a visitation from 2 to 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Graveside services will be at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, October 22nd, which is his 50th birthday, at Colfax Township Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials may be made to the family. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at RansfordFuneralHome.com. Get the full news stories, obituaries, weather, and more right here at ThumbNet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.